The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, 21 April 2017. 30 of the year gone, and happy days are here again. Tom in Philadelphia. Tom, you're a bright guy, but you got a real lousy sense of timing.
Yeah, well, I walked into a customer about 5 minutes after the show started. I was supposed to just go do one little thing, and I got dragged into a quagmire.
Okay, you don't have to tell me about 55 minutes of what had transpired with that customer. All right.
Nope, don't have to tell you what. That's just why. I just wanted to say hello to him. I grew up right in his neck of the woods in Westchester County. That's where I was born. So I just wanted to say hello to another from another Westchester Countyan.
Well, you'll have to wait till next
month. Everything going there.
You'll have to wait till next month.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I will.
All right.
So, everything. How's everything working down here?
So far, we're spitting chewing gum together just fine.
All right. Everybody, let's throw some money at John here. We got to keep this place rocking and rolling.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you got my donation. Plus, I sent some more equipment down. So
I'm sitting here looking at it right now.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad it showed up.
All right.
Everybody, I need your help.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And while you mentioned that just made me think of somebody helped me make payroll today.
And
thanks, Boris. I appreciate this. He says, hey, John, finally got a few extra FRNs since getting a foreclosure suit dismissed. Did Tom hear that?
Foreclosure suit. Yeah.
Also got property taxes removed, so... Now for some tinfoil funds. Anyway, the network needs it more than I do right now. Sorry, I can't send more. It's all you get for now. Keep it up. Thanks for all that you do. $500 bills wrapped in foil. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Appreciate that. All right. Tom, thanks.
All right. Take it easy, buddy.
Okay, sir. You know, Tom, in Florida, his comment was, bad to give advice, wise don't need it. Fools won't heed it. Boy, that's a true statement. And, you know, folks, they say that the best teacher is the life's mistakes that you make. Okay, you learn from your mistakes. Let me ask you a serious question. Do you not think that we have made every possible mistake a country could make, and we have not learned a damn thing? Now, does that lie with the stupidity of the people electing our elected representatives, or does that tell you how badly that system is rigged? You know, and it's not a patty cake here of 50% from one and 50% from the other. It's either or. I've spent 25 years educating people, or at least trying to, and I've educated myself a lot along the way. And there's many millions of Americans out there. You are not alone, first off. But you do not. We were talking about this earlier, Mike, before airtime. And we were talking about, you know, all the little inconsequential stories that are now passed off for news. And the clickbaiters out there finally figured out a way that they can capitalize on the internet. But now you're getting clickbait stories passed off to you for news. And you know why you never saw that stuff before? Because it wasn't news. Because there was no self-respecting television station, TV network, major newspaper, hell, even hometown newspaper, would ever stoop to running such crap. I am amazed that the position that the world is in, and for a moment, let's forget the rest of the world. Let's just think about us right now. We have enough stuff going on inside this country. Don't you think these people in the news media would be running 24/7? You know, the old line is, if it bleeds, it leads. Okay, yeah, I get that. But don't you think there's enough wrong that they could be discussing openly with adults without their political bent behind it, without their agenda behind it? Don't you think there's enough out there to talk about right now? And the state of, and I needed to say this, you know, what? Boris, or was that Carl? I don't know. I got an email address, and then I got a name here. Okay, Boris. All right. Well, I think I got it right then. Okay. At any rate, if you look at where we're at right now, you know, Ann Coulter. Not that she is the biggest protector of God, family, and apple pie and Constitution. She's a book writer. She's a commentator. She makes a lot of good sense. But they just told her that she couldn't speak at a university in California. And when was the last time, you know, you saw Bill O'Reilly get shoved out the back door with a $25 million check in his pocket, but you saw a couple of weeks before that, well, all the major advertisers pulled their advertising dollars to Fox News and specifically Bill O'Reilly. When was the last time you saw anybody on the left do that? The left-leaners. When have they been boycotted by a company that weren't down with their little socialist or communist agenda? Folks, this is going to come down to a serious catfight. I would love to be able to garner more hope, to give you the rose-colored glasses, and, okay, just take a stiff drink, put these glasses on, and, yeah, you might get knocked upside the head, but don't worry, it's not going to be fatal. We're looking for saviors to save us, and it ain't working. The thing that's going to save us is going to be us. There is no two ways about this. Can we garner people that are in position right now that could lend aid, serious aid, to the Constitutional Republic instead of this socialized and communized democracy that we have right now? It has gone to the point where freedom of speech is gone. If an Ann Coulter can't talk at a college, where do you think your First Amendment is? And we're not out there beating people, the Brown Berets, the Reconquistas, I don't give a damn, the Hillary Clintonites, I don't care who it is, what group, or what they're pushing. Do you see America out there clubbing and beating them and burning? Absolutely do not. These are the tactics that have flipped countries to communism. These are the tactics. Equality, wage equality, unions, oh, and on and on and on and on it goes. As long as the money's flowing, things jank along just fine. But when the money dries up, the socialists don't have any more money to give away, the natives get restless that have been receiving those handouts from the government. Your tax money, my tax money, but it's not even that. It goes way beyond that. We're not talking about the government redistributing money that they've taken in this year. They don't have any money. They're borrowing against a 2039 budget or 2045 budget now. We are flat out of everything. We're flat out of jobs. A lot of people are flat out of hope. Like I said, I'm still standing upright, and so are you. Are we going to get serious about this? We damn well better. How do you go from that to anything else? I don't know. I just don't know. You know, there are people out there that find ways when stuff is thrown in their path. They do find ways around it. Well, the doctors have figured out a way. You know, Donald Trump again today said, yeah, about a week or two, we're going to have national health care. In your ear, Mr. Trump, how's that? In your ear. You can take Paul Ryan, you can take yourself, put yourself on a long cruise, and never come back. That's my attitude. Are we going to get some trade deals here? I remember me telling you the TPP is not dead. They had a companion. Different title, same stuff, sitting right behind the TPP. Well, Donald Trump came in and said, hey, I fulfilled a campaign promise. I didn't sign that TPP. But he's starting to weaken on this trade deal already. He's not even been in that damn White House 100 days. Grow some, Mr. Trump, please. Or just get the hell out and we'll deal with it, okay? Donald Trump has the ability to be the greatest president. Yeah, if you got a set of balls, but apparently you don't. And I don't know how you can be a freightin'. How tall is Trump? 6'6"? Six? Well, you don't have to look it up. I don't really care. And you can't be a scared boy because you're that tall and you're that damned old. The way this is set up, I do not like it politically the way it's set up. And I'm just speaking about the presidency and the vice presidency. Having Trump in there right now acting as if he is president, I don't like to make long-term bets, but what do you want to make a bet that Donald Trump does not figure, he doesn't figure in this that I see for anybody except us? What do you want to make a bet? He doesn't see the end of his presidential term. What do you want to make a bet that Mike Pence is president of the United States when all this shakes out? Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Good day, John. Good day. Nice to speak with you again. Rubio said he had little hands. Maybe he has little balls. I don't know. I hope not. But, John, what I want to talk about is... I think this guy O'Reilly might go on One American News. I know they got rid of Dennis Michael Lynch. You heard of Michael Lynch?
No.
Well, Dennis Michael Lynch. They have one guy that's pretty conservative on One American News called Heath the Ledger Report.
Yeah, I've been looking at the same internet as you have been today. And One American News, I saw the threads on the Bill O'Reilly stories, the Fox stories. That this network is so great. Okay. Yeah, all right.
I don't say they're great, but they do talk.
What I'm seeing, Tom, it's better than nothing. And here again, right. I'll pose to the listening audience. We're a 9.5, aspiring to be a 10. Are you willing to take 4.5? Because that's what I see that as.
I agree with you, John. I agree. I totally agree with that. I did listen to Dennis Michael Lynch like 6 months ago. He is pretty good, but. What I just want to say is this. When you were talking to Mr. Salente, I would like him to talk more about what was going on with Hillary and Wiener and Abedin, Uma. Because I guarantee you that Wiener is in a sex camp over there in Tennessee riding a bareback on a horse, naked. And that guy Wiener, can you imagine what that guy Wiener really has out on Hillary and on the Democratic Party? That guy Anthony Wiener? Wiener got more information in Israel. And you're talking about Israel? Yeah, Mr. Salente's right. Israel's got nuclear warheads, and they were detonating them back in 1961.
Hmm.
John?
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just sitting here, and I'm trying to really make sense of what's going on, and it's not possible to do. It is literally not possible to make sense out of what we're seeing right now because it's not supposed to add up. You're supposed to suspend your belief. You're just to sit by, and you are to be an observer as to what the grandmasters, the movers and shakers, have figured out what your life is going to be for the rest of your life. And I don't like any of it. I don't like any of it. When I saw the people that Trump put in his White House, when I saw him bring this Gerald, this 36-year-old snot-nosed punk that thinks he knows more than what he knows, over there in Israel, over there brokering deals for Donald Trump, Mike Pence acting like he's the warrior president, over in South Korea threatening North Korea. When you see John McCain smiling, you'd better run. And Lindsey Graham, that little effeminate fag, that guy. You people in Carolinas down there, for God's sakes, I don't care what you have to do. Get rid of this slime ball. You people out in Arizona, I don't care what you have to do. Get rid of this slime ball. He's counsel on foreign relations. The people, the country club that sat around with politicians and presidents and business leaders and foreign entities and foreign governments figuring out ways that, well, we can pretty much gut America. We can fashion it in the way we want to, and they have been. Folks, we have the ultimate control. Are you willing to go there? It's not even going to be a question of will you or won't you. You're either going to have to engage or run like hell. One of the two. I'm sitting here just reading about Debbie Thomas, and she is actually, she's actually an orthopedic. She's still practicing. She's an orthopedic surgeon. I'm sorry? Oh. So the program was playing in her medical office? Oh, good. Good. Double plus good. Well, the doctors out there, they're causing a panic in the insurance industry. You know, the people that wrote Obamacare? Yeah, and then decided that not enough people joined in. So they saw that the ripoff caper wasn't going to work, and they begged out. Yeah, the same people. When Marxist Democrats under Dear Leader Obama decided to allow the federal government to completely take over healthcare coverage industry, they did so knowing that everyone at some time in their lives will need healthcare. At one point, of course, the Marxists were right. But Democrats also believed that they would ensconce within the authoritarian federal bureaucracy for all time. Complete government control of the type, kind, and amount of health care Americans could and would receive simply by deciding that would and would not be paid for. Now, at this point, the Marxists got it wrong, at least for a growing number of Americans who are bypassing the crumbling Obamacare exchanges and the law's excessive mandates. Well, let me just simplify this. The unconstitutional mandate. And I don't give a damn what they said in the Supreme Court. You can't order a people to take on a health coverage. It's not in your purview. It's not even remotely outside the coloring book lines of the Constitution, you asshats. Let's take this break. I missed a few of them today. We'll be back in three. Stay tuned. Oh,
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, the little black dresser, got the guru in the trailer, the full course pleasure, got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM, we got the exploitation.com, we got the pages, cell phone, bootleg method, crawl on the media, the message, you are what you own, we got the agent, lawyer,
we're so busy covering our asses that we just can't commit. We say, ah, oh, back off, don't bother me, baby. Can't you see?
I'm working it. Yeah. How's it working out for us? Yeah, we're working it. At least for a growing number of Americans, and this is how they're bypassing this Obama crap, or Obama Light 2.0. A growing number of Americans who are bypassing the crumbling Obamacare exchanges and law's excessive mandates, both of which have combined to essentially price health insurance out of the reach for millions. Well, I kept hearing about the 24 million people that aren't covered. Well, what about the other millions that you're driving right out of the marketplace? Because guess what? We're not going to take out a second mortgage to buy health insurance, you asshats. And what is available comes with a sky-high monthly premium and dramatically inflated deductibles. And I mean as high as $10,000, maybe $12,000 per year per person. making it essentially worthless. Now, in place of the imploding system the Democrats built, the so-called concierge care, private medical groups who charge a monthly, quarterly, or yearly membership fee then provide nearly unlimited care at a dramatically reduced rate. Physicians, physician assistants, nurse practitioners who practice in one of these private care groups are free to treat patients as they see fit. Without the cumbersome, limiting, and onerous rules and regulations placed on the regular health insurers. Now, primary care providers get to spend much more quality time with patients. They aren't driven by numbers, where they pop into a patient room, ask a few questions, and pop back out again on their way to see the next patient, and so on and so on. You know, they just don't do it that way. There are fewer patients to see, leading to more time spent with each individual. Not only do providers in these private groups like this style of healthcare better, so do the patients, which is the whole point. What would the healthcare industry be without any patients? Man, I know, I don't want to dive down that rabbit hole. As noted by the Health Impact News, such clinics and practices began even before Obamacare became the law of the land, but they have certainly proliferated since. Some charge fees ranging from a few hundred dollars to a few thousand per month, but some go as low to $80 or $100 a month by being able to cut out the middlemen. Yeah, the insurance companies. And, of course, Uncle Sammy's bureaucracy. I want you. Well, get your hands off what's left of my itty-bitty. Providers can offer services like office visits, lab work, far cheaper. And what's more, they get paid 100% for what they bill, unlike the Medicare and Medicaid, where the federal government sets payout limits for nearly all services and tests. Now, many Americans don't even realize just how complex the government has made healthcare delivery. Medical practices, clinics, hospitals have to hire armies of billing experts who are trained in how to properly code patient care so that it gets reimbursed at the maximum rate. One small error in their coding and the bill to the government and their insurance company gets kicked back to the doctor's office or hospital where it must be recoded properly and resubmitted for payment. And oh, there's literally tens of thousands of patient care codes, many of them so obscure and difficult to find. It's a system only the federal bureaucratic could love. And while supporters say such coding is necessary due to today's complex healthcare system, the system is so complex precisely because the federal government has made it so. Yeah, and like I said before, folks, the federal government has been in charge of the VA hospital system in this country since its inception. How's that working out for the vets? How badly did they screw this up? How many horror stories do we need to hear that people are dropping dead waiting in line in one of these VA hospitals? Or once they do get in, they're operated on by doctors that are using instruments that haven't even been sterilized. We've gone back to the 18th century, for God's sakes. So the government, Donald Trump, wants to give us a new health care plan? Donald, are you listening? Go to hell. Go directly to hell. Do not collect $200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Into the crowded light, break down, take down, you busted.
Well, folks, I was not joking about this. That in Hawaii, they're making plans of which side of the islands to run to in case of attack. I'm not joking about this. I am dead serious. And of course, they're ginning up the threat factor for us, aren't they? And again, who has North Korea won against? What army did they send? What missiles did they launch that would require us all of a sudden to look at North Korea and go, okay, that's enough? Greg Hunter over at USA Watchdog says North Korea made the most provocative and dangerous threat yet. But keep in mind, that's all it has been, just a threat, no action. Through the state media when it said Kim Jong-un may order a super mighty preemptive strike against South Korea. Now, let me stop here. Do you really think they're going to do that? And geez, what has South Korea done to North Korea? They've been minding their own business, sitting in a split country, said, to hell with you communists. We're going to take care of some business down here. And they've been doing just fine, by the way. They've been doing just fine. So do you think it's in South Korea's interest to threaten North Korea to the point North Korea would want to launch a strike against South Korea, knowing full well what the retaliation would be to North Korea? Can you say medium rare creatures, folks? Can you say a cooked country? Do you really think that this UN character is that bat crap crazy? Anyhow, Mr. Hunter continues. He said, the U.S. says it's sending an armada to deal with the provocation. Simply words, what are we going to do? Order up battle groups? Are we going to do flyovers of the country? What are we going to do to North Korea? To maybe get them so paranoid and skittish that they actually do something stupid and millions of people start to die? Is that what we're after? Like I said, Mike Pence is the only, in my memory, as Vice President of the United States, I had never seen this. The Vice President traipsing around the world looking more presidential than President Trump does at times, over there rattling the saber. Excuse me, Mr. Pence, you were a not-so-great governor from the state of Indiana. Now you're President of the United States. Is the word humility even in your dictionary? I know it's not in Donald Trump's. But if you're the good Jesus-loving man guy that you said you are, you must have stolen somebody else's identity. Now, Mr. Hunter, pushing the crap here, says China and Russia, which are both border North Korea, reportedly have deployed troops there. The threat is the worst ever for the Korean Peninsula, as the North now has nuclear weapons that it did not have in the Korean War in the early 1950s. Okay. The CIA and the FBI are now looking for a traitor that worked on the inside that leaked intelligence to WikiLeaks. They say it's one of the worst breaches in CIA history, which exposed thousands of top secret documents. When the government says this, folks, you can better believe that is not the reason. Meanwhile, it's reported that the U.S. is preparing charges to seek the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. And again, that's our Attorney General, Mr. Jeff Sessions. Excuse me, you got a criminal running around this country that was running a scam, a pay-to-play outfit. It was the Clinton Foundation. Remember that one, Mr. Sessions? What is this? Oh, God. Calm down, John. Calm down. U.S. authorities are no longer calling WikiLeaks a news organization, but a non-state intelligence service. Wow. They had to come up with a different nomenclature for Julian Assange. Non-state intelligence service. Assange maintains he has First Amendment rights, and he is a journalist, and I do agree. What everything else is fake news. The economy continues to signal the continuation of a vicious downturn. The Atlanta Fed recently revised its GDP down to just 0.5%. And for those that have been in the cave someplace, GDP means gross domestic product. It's not even 0.5%. Another sign the economy is losing steam in this week's announcement that Subway is closing down nearly 360 stores nationwide. Now, why is that? Well, is it because that little pedophilia guy, the guy that lost, you know, three bodies worth of weight? No, that wasn't it. It's because the service industry is running out of people to service because the service industry is servicing people that don't have any more money. That's what's going on here. In the meantime, watch any of the media. Oh, well, Wall Street, the stock market, the corporations are making profit. Really? From where? Making product off of producing something, selling something in a market? No. It's a fiction. It's the same damn thing that happened in 1929 before the whole damn thing blew apart. Stock market was all time high. All of a sudden, it wasn't. Mark in North Carolina. Let me take a breath here, Mark. Go ahead.
Hey, John. It's good to talk to you. I kind of want to preface this with, this is not criticism. I'm not a pacifist. You know, ask anybody who would try to attack me, I'm not a pacifist. But I have one of my concerns about the cartridge box is, you know, this obviously this is in 1776 when it's musket against musket. You remember when you were sick about a month ago, you couldn't get out of bed, you could barely breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if say you had 10 battalions behind you, there's advanced weaponry. Now, all they would have to do is airburst a couple mortars with a virus that would drop you to your knees and you couldn't fight. So I think really we're really outgunned here. I mean, we're outweaponed.
No, Mark, let's make this simple for you. We're outgunned and we're outmanned. Okay, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. This is why I've been saying, are there any people in uniform, and I don't give a damn what uniform you're wearing, sheriff's deputy, you Keystone Corporate Coffer cops out there, oh, that's right, you call yourself a member of the police department, the men in uniform, and I don't give a damn if you're in the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, I don't care if you're Coast Guard, I don't care if you're Merchant Marine. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. We're going to need some help.
That's true, and that's really, I'm just thinking, you know, they could, you know, they've got weapons we can't even imagine.
Oh, I know.
And all it would take is a biochemical weapon, or, you know, a bioweapon.
Okay, Mark, let me assuage then some of your fears here. Do you think it's going to be better waiting 10 years?
No.
This should have happened 10 years ago. This should have happened a lot sooner than later.
Yeah, I agree, and I think from my previous call, you know, I agree. Like 90 to 95% of these religious types are like way off base, and I didn't mean to like. I think I was misunderstood a little bit.
No, you were perfectly understood. That's why I jumped on you the way I did. You were perfectly understood.
Okay.
All well, right.
Oh, let me.
No.
You know Dr. Deagle. You know Dr. Deagle.
Yes.
He was going. He's got a story where he was going to learn Hebrew years ago, and I guess I want wondering what your thoughts on this.
I don't. And you know, Mark. Said, I don't care. Now we're down to Deagle. What he didn't do. Okay, Mark.
Well,
I think.
No, not what he.
But what?
It's not that. It's he said the New World Order types, the rabbinic Judaism or whatever you want to call it. They are wizards and warlocks. They believe in the spiritual realm. Okay, I think it's
just the opposite. I think they're secular. They don't believe anything but themselves and the power they themselves generate. I think that's a lot of hooey, is what I believe that is. All right,
okay.
Because any sane man, you're going to go with a winning team. Okay, well, let's just go on a past track record here. God, the devil. Okay, the angel in heaven gets too big for his britches, and God says, hey, you're out of here. Well, I'd much rather rule in hell than, you know, bow down to you in heaven. He's already lost. And for those that keep calling on God to straighten out the problems of this earth, he's already done that. He's left a good book with a pretty clear set of instructions. So I'm over all of that. There are things in the temporal that we create that we have to deal with. Do we need some strength every now and again? Yeah, lean on your book. But you know what? Roll up your sleeves and get to work. Carol in Idaho. Hello, Carol.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Listen, I want to thank you for the best laugh I've had in a long time.
Oh, what's that?
You said to Trump, go to hell, do not pass, go, do not collect.
I'm over this dude already, Carol. I mean, I am flat. And the guy's not been in there for 100 days, and look what the hell he's been doing.
I know. John, I called, yes, besides that, I called to just point out two things that I don't hear patriot truth tellers say often enough, anywhere near often enough. And one of them is this: where did we talk about America? Because we're supposed to be a nation under God. We're supposed to be a nation of self-governing. It's supposed to be a new experiment for planet Earth, right?
Right.
Where in the world did we get this idea that our president can go around all the nations of the world telling them who they can have, who they can put up, who they can put down, and policing their internal affairs? Now, you know that. It's nothing new, but I'm merely saying that we don't hear it shouted enough. Number two, if we are one of the nations that are nuclear armed, as is Israel and as is Russia and many of the other big nations, who in hell are we to deny that right of self-defense, be it nuclear arms, to any other nation? So let me just repeat, John. Those are the two points. Our globalist idea where we don't sit on our president when he oversteps his United States presidential bounds under Article 2 of the Constitution. And secondly, why do we deny other people self-defense when we're armed up to the yin-yang? That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you, Carol. I appreciate your call.
Yeah.
And that those are valid points. Because, well, a militaristic-minded country will come up with things like, they'll come up with things like NATO. They'll come up with the idea of planning the United Nations on U.S. soil. You know, the people not realizing what the endgame scenario is for the United Nations, the endgame scenario for the military-industrial complex. Hell, they're not even aware, and they think it's, a lot of people in this country still think that the globalists, that's just some tin hat, foil-wearing idiot that doesn't have anything else better to do than jump on the internet and scare the hell out of himself. Really. We've tracked and traced it. We put all the pieces of the puzzle together. We're now watching this lurid play playing out right in front of our very eyes. And we're powerless to stop it? Let me put it to you this way, folks. I would much rather resist and maybe even die resisting than to live one more day in a country that life isn't even worth living. Do you get what I'm meaning here? Are you understanding? Are you hearing me now? And what are you willing to accept? It's bad right now, but for the sake of, just let me alone and drink my beer and let me watch my cable television. That's the least I can ask. Just leave me alone for the rest of my life. Well, you can check out right now anytime you want. Anytime you want to leave, you can. Because you're no use to your country, you're no use to your fellow man, and you sure as hell ain't any use to yourself. We have bartered and made deals with ourselves, and every time cutting ourselves short. What kind of deal is that? That ain't no deal. That's compromise. That's, should I use the term cowardice? Might be a little strong. Well, maybe it isn't. Keeping in mind, if this continues the way it is, what do you predict for the future? I would love to be pie in the sky, optimistic. I want to be that rose-colored glasses guy and maybe just fudge it a little bit, but make you feel really good. Make you feel good about yourself. Make you feel good about your country. I'd love to do that if it were true. If there's anything to celebrate, folks, we'll be the first ones to start celebrating it. But I see where the end game scenario is going, coming into view. Remember Georgie on the floor of the United Nations? Coming into view, a new world order. John McCain is even out there recently talking about the new world order and how it has to be preserved. What do you think this Council on Foreign Relations asshat is really saying? He's speaking the words, but not enough people in this country understand his language. This son of a bitch. And I will not apologize for that. This guy should be locked in a cage, naked, and God in front of all of his people, and I don't even put a roof on his cage. Give him bread and water for the rest of his natural life. Lindsey Graham, the same thing. Paul Ryan, you're just a political hack. We'll just throw you out with the baby and the bathwater. Oh, the dead baby that the abortionists have already killed. Yeah, that baby. Life has become so cheap, and we're willing to throw away millions of lives by doing nothing and watching this Mad Hatter government continue to threaten other people around the world to the point that we now have to worry about terrorism in our own backyard. Well, who do you think the biggest terrorists were that started it? And how do they keep their police state going without the immediate threat jammed right in your face? I got to take a break before I have a heart of stroke here. Go to break.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You know, even Neiman Marcus, okay, these were the people, this is the kind of shopping facility that people that had money, or at least had no limits on their credit cards, this is where they used to shop. You know what, Mike, you know what Marcus Neiman is doing right now? Borrowing money on the money that they owe. Seriously, they're taking out loans to service their interest on their debt. Folks, you know what that is? It's what we used to do, remember? You might have even done it yourself. Put money on one credit card to pay off another. Are you any further down the road? Of course you're not. Of course you're not. And the amount of people out there pumping, just take a look. The fake news, the media that hated Trump, now seem to love him. Why? Excuse me, he's not a misogynist anymore? He's not a racist anymore? He's not a thug? Oh, well, what happened? Oh, that's right. We went into Syria and we bombed Syria. Ooh. That made the little socialists out there happy? Nothing makes any sense anymore, folks, and don't try to make sense of it because it's designed not to make any sense. What this is designed to do, number one, is to keep you in a state of flux. You don't know what to do. You're like the guy in the parking lot, hands in his pocket, doesn't know which way to go. You're to be intimidated. You are to be scared into silence. We are at a point in this country right now, if we do not take an active hand in controlling our own destiny, this country won't be around. All the lawyers with the briefcases, once everything will collapse, they'll be in there to make claims, clean up what they can steal, and then they'll be gone. Kind of like the Alex Jones custody battle that's going on right now. Millions of dollars are being spent on high-dollar attorneys when it takes two adults to sit down and go, you know what, we're not going to jeopardize our three children. We're going to act like a couple of adults and knock this crap off. Oh, and the added benefit? The lawyers get thrown out, along with the dead baby and the bathwater. People better start seeing things for what they are and dealing with them how they actually are. Reality is here, folks. You're staring it in the face. How are you going to react to it? So old Jeffy Sessions wants to prefer charges against Julian Assange when you should be kissing his rear end, Mr. Sessions. You should be thanking him. There's been enough exposed the heads of the CIA and the NSA and the FBI that all of these asshats' heads should be rolling right now. And all I'm afraid Mr. Sessions is doing is going right along with the crowd. Now, Jeff Sessions never struck me as being a particularly, how should I say, macho sort of guy. How much would it have taken to scare the hell out of him? In my estimation, not much. We need men of honor. We need men with morality and ethics. And people in Washington that know how to say no, rather than cowering. Yeah, we got to take this country back. It's just going to be a matter of how it's done. I want to thank you all for being here today. God willing, and Texas wind keeps blowing, we'll see you Monday.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.